This is a bit of a marathon FAQ session tonight. I'm now on to person number three, and this is Christina Mistrikova. I'm trying to find out where you're from. You're from London South Bank University, and you've got seven questions. I'll see how many I can get through. The first one, I like this one. Academics suggest that the role of journalists is shifting from acting primarily as gatekeepers to becoming interpreters. To what extent do I agree with this statement and why? This statement and this kind of perspective kind of annoys me, actually. I think it's right to suggest that journalists are moving away from being gatekeepers, because those gates have been kind of... you know, people have gotten around them now. There are very few gates, or they've certainly changed. But the idea of journalists becoming interpreters, in some ways, that's just another gate. You know, the idea is that this kind of analysis of journalism in a new media age is comes from a distance. It kind of looks at information and news and says, there's so much of it, it's information overload. What we as journalists offer now is the ability to filter that information and manage it and show you the best and so on. Well, that's partly what you did anyway. That is still a gatekeeping role. And I kind of disagree that is what journalists do now. I think it's what journalists would like to do because it's the easiest option in terms of changing their profession. It's something that most journalists would be pretty comfortable with doing, and certainly that, you know, the last 20 years has seen us move steadily from being journalists seeking out information to journalists actually just filtering information, getting so many press releases and all the rest of it that actually we didn't have to go out of our newsrooms much particularly, so it's not really a big change. And as I said, I think it's a view of journalism which comes from someone looking at the web from a long distance and not actually seeing the devil in the detail, which is that you can filter all you like, you can become interpreters for all you like, but people are still going to get directly to the heart of the information. They're still going to use their social networks to filter it, not necessarily you. So, like I said, I think it's a slightly, most informed view. I think a more sophisticated view would say the quality of information and its distribution is changing. From a commercial standpoint, journalists have to offer value. Now, previously they might have acted as gatekeepers, but the commercial imperative behind that was to publish a certain amount of information. There's only so much paper, there's only so much airtime. So people were acting as gatekeepers because of the limits of the medium, effectively, because of the economic limits of publishing. So it wasn't that journalists filtered out information because they thought that it wasn't newsworthy at all, but that they had only a certain amount of space to fill. First of all, that limit's removed online. Now, the limit on people's time and energy isn't, obviously, but that is an important factor. Second of all, people's ability to access information has changed, and we don't need journalists to access it. So, to some extent, I think journalists are having to become interpreters, but I think that's part of a much larger pattern. And really, it's about saying, well, what isn't already out there? So I think, to some extent, journalists are having to become more active seekers of information now. If all the information that journalists used to filter is now available, you know, most of it is available to all, for example, government reports or press releases, official statements, things like that, then actually interpreting that information isn't necessarily important. You know, tons of people can interpret that information. I can interpret that information without having a journalist do that for me. So actually what's more important is journalists finding information that isn't already online and getting it online. I think the information might be challenging information. It might be drawing things together. It might be facilitating things. It might be making platforms for people to do their own analysis. I think it's a much more sophisticated picture, and I really do hate this idea of journalists becoming interpreters now. It is just gatekeepers under a different name. So let's have a look at question two. What's my perception of the relationship between journalists representing traditional news media and their non-professional counterparts? I've tackled this in a previous boost, so I'm just going to refer to that and move on. And I'll tackle this one a little bit. To what level do I agree with the idea that amateur journalists undermine the notion of journalistic professionalism and authority? If they undermine the notion of journalistic professionalism and authority, it is because that notion is flawed. It's because journalists aren't necessarily as professional as they like to make out. It's because they don't have as much authority as they like to pretend. So the idea that amateur journalists are somehow undermining that, I find odd. If something is flawed, then, you know, undermining it suggests some kind of nefarious motives, and I don't think that's the case. I think basically what's happened is that journalists have, some journalists, I don't want to generalise in the same way, but, you know, some journalists have perhaps asserted more authority than they had. For example, journalists typically are generalists. You know, one of their strengths as journalists is a view, a wide view of a number of areas, the ability to make connections, general knowledge. There are lots of experts with lots more expertise than we have on any particular subject. Now, if they pick us up on things we've got wrong, then that may undermine our authority, but that's because they have more authority than us on certain areas. And that's fine, and I think any kind of professional journalist whose priority is the truth, whose priority is getting to the heart of the matter, should acknowledge any weaknesses in their coverage and make a correction or whatever. So I don't think that's undermining authority in any kind of particularly, you know, problematic way.